Afg'oniston, Amerika, Pokiston va Xitoy diplomatlari dushanba kuni Islomobodda majlis qilib, Taliban bilan muloqot istiqbolini muhokama qildi. Afg'oniston tashqi ishlar vaziri muavini Hikmat Halil Karzayning aytishicha, to'rt davlat vakillari kelasi hafta 18 yanvarda Kobulda yana uchrashadi.
Afghanistan has created a roadmap. This roadmap in this discussion was shared.
Afg'oniston samarali yechim taklif qilyapti, deydi Karzay. Uni Pokiston, Xitoy va Amerika diplomatlariga havola qildik. Reja 3 bosqichdan iborat. Birinchidan muzokaradan oldingi jarayon, ikkinchidan tinchlik muloqoti, ya'ni toliblar bilan to'g'ridan-to'g'ri dialog, uchinchidan muzokara shartlarining ijrosi, deydi Karzay.
Second component is the peace talks, direct negotiation, and the third phase is the implementation plan.
Afg'on va Amerika mutasaddilarining ta'kidlashicha, Taliban rahbariyati Pokistonda yashiringan. Pokiston armiyasi toliblarni Afg'onistonda o'z manfaatlari yo'lida qurol qilib ishlatyapti degan ayblovlar bor. Bu da'volarga qaramasdan, Karzay yangi sa'y-harakatlardan umidvor.
Because for the first time now we have a process where two of our very close friends and strategic partners are now monitoring the process.
Chunki juda ishonchli va strategik ittifoqchilarimiz ikki yirik davlat jarayonni kuzatyapti, deydi Karzay. Afg'onlar ba'zida juda ikkilanib, gumonga botsa-da, Amerika va Xitoy dalda berib turgani odamga ishonch bag'ishlaydi, deydi u.
The fact that we have the United States and China being part of this process, it gives us assurance.
Taliban muloqotga rozimi yo'qmi, hali noaniq. Karzayning aytishicha, Kobul isyonchi guruhlar bilan gaplashishga shay, xalq va hukumatning sabri tugab borayotgani ham haqiqat, deya eslatadi u. Afg'on armiyasi qurolini qo'ymaydigan guruhlarga qarshi jon jahdi bilan kurashishga ham shay, deydi u. Nasiba Tohir, Washington, Amerika ovozi radiosi.